And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 24th of December. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Norway, 1039, expected 40s, 1042 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, veering southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 later in South Viking. Mainly fair, good. South at Cirra, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming northerly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. 40s. Southerly or southeasterly, backing easterly later 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in north. Mainly fair, good. Cromarty, 4th. South or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Fisher. Southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less in north. Mainly fair, good. German Bight, Humber. East or northeast 5 to 7. Mainly fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8. Showers at first, moderate or good. Biscay. Northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar. Northwesterly 4 or 5, veering northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later in southeast. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy. Cyclonic, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west and later in east. Showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in Seoul and Lundy. Showers, good. Shannon. Northeast veering southeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southeast Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 in Rockall and Malin. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Northwest Bailey. Southwesterly 5 to 7, showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in West Fair Isle and East Faroes. Occasional rain at first, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. South by East, 2. 9 miles, 1033, rising. Stornoway. Northwest by west, 1. 4 miles, 1032, rising. Lerwick. South by west, 5. 12 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Wick Automatic. South, 4. 11 miles, 1033, rising. Aberdeen, south-southwest, 2, 12 miles, 1034, rising. Lucas, east-southeast, 2, 5 miles, 1034, rising. Boomer, east-southeast, 3, 8 miles, 1033, rising more slowly. Bridlington, east, 6, 1030, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by east, 7. 5 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by east, 7. 2 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. East, northeast, 4. 1022, rising. Jersey. Northeast by east, 5. Mist. 4 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Northeast, 6. 5 miles, 1,021. Silly automatic. Northeast by east, 5. 5 miles, 1,022, rising more slowly. Milford Haven. Northeast by east, 3. 13 miles, 1,025, rising. Aberporth. East-northeast, 4. 11 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Valley. East-northeast, 5. 11 miles, 1,028, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby. East, 3. 9 miles, 1,029, rising more slowly. Valentia. Northeast, 2. Mist. 4 miles, 1,027, rising. Ronald's Way. East-northeast, 4. 19 miles, 1,030, rising. Malin Head. East, 3. 13 miles, 1,031, rising. Macrahanish Automatic. East, 4. More than 38 miles, 1,031, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 23rd of December. The general situation. High pressure, currently centred over southern Scandinavia, will gradually edge westwards across the northern North Sea during the next 24 hours, bringing mainly settled conditions to the Scottish coastal waters. Further south, a cold east to northeasterly airflow will prevail, with strong, locally gale-force winds affecting southern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in west. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East backing northeast later 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in south. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at times. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at times. Showers at first, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Bristol Channel. Showers at first, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally moderate in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 in south. Fair. Good. Isle of Man. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Easterly or northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly, veering southeasterly in North Channel 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate in far north. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times in north. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, becoming southerly or southeasterly, but southwesterly in north 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south. Mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles. South or southwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it sails us into Christmas Eve morning here on BBC Radio 4, where there are plenty of festive treats for us all today. Melvin Bragg is the guest editor of the Today programme from 6 o'clock. He'll be talking to the new host of In Our Time, Misha Glennie, who takes over in the new year. And there's a sparkling new adaptation of P.G. Wodehouse's comic novel Joy in the Morning, coming up not quite in the morning, but just after the news at midday. For now, though, all that's left is for me to thank you very much indeed for your company this evening. And on behalf of all of us here at Broadcasting House in London, this is Danielle Jaworzyńska, signing off from The Late Shift and wishing you a happy, peaceful night. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Documents show Donald Trump was listed as a passenger on the private jet of late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein more times than previously thought.
Reporters were asking him questions about Jeffrey Epstein. Are we still talking about that? Said President Trump. And the answer is yes, not only are we still talking about it, we'll continue to talk about it.
The chief of Libya's army is killed in an air crash in Turkey. Russia joins China in pledging support for Venezuela as the US ramps up military pressure.
The illegal US blockade on the coast of Venezuela is the most clear and absolutely real act of aggression.
Russia launches massive drone attacks on Ukraine before the winter holiday, and Egypt starts the process of trying to restore a boat buried 4,000 years ago near the Great Pyramid of Giza. Before all that, a full bulletin of the very latest world news live from London.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The latest release of files relating to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein contains a number of references to President Trump. An email from an investigator at the Department of Justice who inspected the flight logs of Epstein's private jet said that Donald Trump had travelled many more times on it than had previously been reported. Gary O'Donoghue has more from Washington.
A lot of focus on some of the details we're getting about the relationship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, in particular in the mid-90s, where Donald Trump seems to have travelled on Epstein's jet around eight times in the period 1993 to 96. Now, unnamed lawyers have said in these documents that they believe this was many more times than had previously been thought. Now, there's no evidence in these documents that Donald Trump knew about Epstein's activities or did anything wrong himself.
The U.S. State Department